Yeah, so I'd love to hear. Is it okay? I'd like to ask you first, is it okay if I record this conversation?
Sure, okay. Sure. No, I understand that. That would probably be the best way to keep track of everything.
It is. It's hard to remember everything. I feel like I remember things during the interview and then afterwards, like, oh, what did they say? Oh, what, that was something I really wanted to remember. So I've had them to go back to. And I started by asking people, what do you remember most about the gardens, or what makes it stick out to you?
The thing that I remember the most, and this is funny because being Wisconsin, is working up on the garden plot and a bright, beautiful blue day. And the nice hill, and it was green all around. Mm-hmm. And then the other memory I have is sitting on the porch there in our Eagle Heights housing and shelling the peas that we had grown in the garden. Those are my most vivid memories.
Mm-hmm. Those are good memories. How long did you have a garden there?
From 1982 to 1986. I think we had a garden for, 3 years, you think, Paul? We can't remember exactly. Mm-hmm. So it was somewhere around there. Because if we left in the spring of 86, probably the last time we had the garden was the summer of 85.
Mm-hmm.
And that was also the time I had our son, so he was born in July. So I don't remember how we worked the garden during that time.
Yep.
So I don't remember whether we had one that year or not. I don't remember the exact years, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. So what made you want...
That's a long time ago.
It was. But what made you want to have a garden? How did you find out about it? What was the sense of... Yeah.
Paul and I, we've always loved gardening. In fact, we met in the Department of Vegetable Crops at UC Davis.
Oh.
And so we both have master's degrees in vegetable crops, so obviously we like to garden for vegetables.
Yeah.
And then he came to Wisconsin to work on his PhD in plant breeding.
Mm.
So we're very much plant people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we still to this day have gardens and vegetable gardens, etc.
Mm-hmm. Around your house now, or in a community?
Yes.
Okay.
Around the house, even in this desert.
Is it hard? How does your memory of Eagle Heights compare to the gardens you have now? Are you growing a lot of the same things? What did you grow then?
We have to grow things differently.
Mm-hmm.
And for one thing, like I said, my memory was shelling peas.
Mm-hmm.
We've tried growing peas through the years here, and it's a really hit or miss.
Mm-hmm.
What we found here is we have to start those cool season plants in the fall and plant them either, in winter or in the fall to be able to get a spring crop if it warms up so quickly.
Uh-huh.
So there we had no problem with the cool season crops. We could grow them a lot.
Uh-huh.
But I was originally from New Mexico, and while we were there gardening, my parents sent us some seeds of chili peppers, and so we tried to grow chili peppers there, and they were quite as successful, and we didn't know whether it was the seeds or not, and then when we get back here, the chili peppers grow wonderfully.
Mm.
In fact, that's what my husband does his research on now, is chili peppers.
Oh, okay.
So it was funny that was our first time to really try to grow chili peppers, and we weren't very successful, and of course it was the environment there versus the environment here. And that was one of the things we found fascinating walking up and down the garden rows, was to see what the different plants that, or the different vegetables, et cetera, that people would grow, or try to grow at least.
Yeah.
Because Wisconsin is so international, and we had people from all different countries gardening, and what they would bring with them and want to grow, and their growing techniques, et cetera. It was quite interesting.
Yeah. Do you remember any in particular, or just the array?
I'll let Paul talk to that, because he's the one who can really remember. He reminded me about the different irrigation techniques, because we had always come from the West. Mm-hmm. I grew up here, and he grew up in California, and you have to irrigate. Mm-hmm. And that was, so we set up our garden beds for irrigating, and then you don't have to really irrigate in Wisconsin. And you, as you walked around, you could see, you know, how people set up their garden beds. It's different depending on, you know, where they came from and what they had learned earlier.
Yeah, yeah. I'd love to
Do you still see that?
The wide variety of planting styles? Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah, I think so. It's definitely, there are people from all over, so they people have different intercropping. And I don't notice the plot set up for how they irrigate necessarily, so I'd love to hear what I should look for, because that would, you know, I just notice different, how people plant in rows or intermingling of crops and things like that, not so
right,
much.
Right, right, yeah. And also, since we've been there, there's been, I think, a lot more information about intercropping and maximizing the space in your garden and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had another question in my mind. Oh, were any of the plots organic? Did you have the same plot every year? Was there any conversation about organics when you were gardening there? Do you remember?
That might be something Paul can remember. Mm-hmm. I don't remember specifics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'll put him on in a second and we can ask him that. Well, let you just talk to him, because I think he'll give you much more detail. And then if there's anything left over, then
well, I'm
going
to want to talk. I want to. We'll talk. Want to talk to you again about your time on the committee, though, too, if you remember any of that. So you have to come back on.
About that. Okay, great. Okay. And have you talked to many people so far?
I've talked to quite a few. Probably about. I was trying to count the number of interviews I now have to transcribe. I think I have about 20.
Okay,
or so.
Well, that's great.
That's pretty good.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, okay, here's my husband.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Paul. It's nice to talk with you.
Oh, nice to talk to you. And Judy probably told me, but I don't remember the background on this. Are you writing a story?
Oh, I'm writing. This is going to be my master's thesis from the Department of Geography in Geography.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Do you know the folks here at Geography at New Mexico State University by any chance?
No, I don't.
We have the Geography Department, I know, here, and I know the folks from, serving on committees with them, but don't know much about the Geography Science or Department per se. So.
Yeah, no, I don't think I know anybody there. So, yeah.
No problem.
No problem. Oh, I was just asking Judy about the different plot styles that you used to see and how you used to grow your vegetables and things, and she said that you would be the person who really remembered
that.
Well,
I probably told you the basics, but basically the thing I can always remember is as you walk through the plots, you could see the different gardening styles. People that came from regions that probably had really heavy rainfall had really high garden beds. They were almost 2 feet tall.
Mm.
And people from the Midwest would plant right on the flat because they would know, I guess, that the rains were going to come and take care of the garden.
Mm.
And then us being from the West, we plant little furrows so we could irrigate when it got dry, which we didn't have to do very often. So. You could walk through there, and you could just kind of tell the geography or the climate people came from by the way they were gardening, because they brought their techniques with them. It'd be interesting over time if they change, because I know we kind of changed once we realized there wasn't going to be this irrigating every other day or so. As you walk through, you could see all the different styles. And then also, I think it's kind of a sociology kind of point of view, and that was people really wanted their own little plot. They didn't really want to. Judy tried at one point to say, well, let's just plant a great big garden. We'll all share, you know, the produce from the garden and we'll work together. And that was not something people wanted. People wanted their own little square, rectangular piece of ground to do what they wanted to do with and to grow what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of, and then the other thing was we had a bulletin board as you went into the gate. We had a, it was fenced, and there was a gate where you'd walk in and out of, and there was a bulletin board with a table there, and if you had extra produce, you would set it there. So as the season progressed, there would be a bigger and bigger pile of zucchini. So people would plant a little too much of something. And lettuce in the spring, we'd see a lot of lettuce or Swiss chard being given away, or beets. People planted too many beets. So it was interesting, you know, some of the crops, but not too seldom tomatoes. I don't think we ever hardly saw any extra tomatoes. those are primo. And also the medicinal herb back in that period was being grown in the gardens there, and that wasn't really ever given away either. People kind of had that just in their plots.
What was it? What did they just have in their plots?
Marijuana.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's funny.
So you know, they would just have their one or two plants in their garden there for personal use. Medicinal use, I should say.
Medicinal use. Oh, that's hilarious. So nobody wasn't very managed by anybody then, the gardens. They were very much do your own, you know, what people did in their own plot was up to them.
I wouldn't say they weren't managed. They were quite managed because, you know, people would get, you know, if you were too trashy or you left stuff laying around, people would kind of leave you a note. But you were pretty much independent to do with your plot. But we had trash cans set up. We had the bulletin board for announcements. There was the board. But, there really wasn't any quote policing of the area. You were pretty free to grow what you wanted. And there were some other crops that probably of African or Asian origin that were being grown that we weren't familiar with, which was also interesting.
This is a strange question. Was there comfrey in the plots then?
Any what?
Any comfrey?
Yes, there was. A little bit. It wasn't a whole lot. It was kind of a. It was one of those crops that you read about that you should try to grow and people would have it. But I think after a few seasons, most people gave up on it. It was not a real edible, delicious crop per se for us back there.
Yeah. I'm just asking because now it's really a pernicious weed in the gardens. They can't get rid of any of the comfrey. And I'd love to find out when it sort of began to be grown there, when it was introduced. But yeah, because
people really never committed to perennials in there. There wasn't rhubarb, asparagus. There was no commitment to perennials. It was all pretty much annuals.
Well, it's because it was plowed every year, correct?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so it'd be hard to do it. Do you remember any of the weed problems that you had, or what plants you grew, and then how well did people manage their plots well enough to keep the weed seeds down, or
mainly,
what?
No, I don't think there was herbicides allowed, and so it was all hand weeding or hoeing. And not too much plastic cover either. People didn't really use any kind of row cover plastic. Some people used the floating row covers for frost protection. But the interesting thing we found, and others there, was Wisconsin kind of goes from winter to summer. There really isn't much of a spring. And so it really warms up quickly, and the floating row covers weren't really needed because by the time you decided to plant, it had already started to warm up.
Yeah.
But I think for tomatoes or chilies and other things, people tried it, but really wasn't very, very much of it there. Again, you know, these are all students that don't probably have a lot of expendable cash, so everything's kind of done on the cheap. The other thing, I guess, you'd see is people maybe, somebody was throwing away the plastic that a couch was wrapped in, they would use it in the garden. So there was a lot of scavenging going on in there, so there's some really interesting holes for green beans, tomatoes, anything from just tree limbs to old hockey sticks were used as.
Yeah, sounds a lot like what it looks like today.
Good ideas just last forever.
They do. They do. They certainly do, especially when you're surrounded by woods. I think that it's a lot of sticks and tree branches, and Because
I don't read too much about the weeds, but I do remember the mosquitoes.
Mm.
They were bad.
Mm.
I can remember complaining so much. Somebody said, "Well, do you realize that you know, like one species comes out in the morning and one comes out at night, and only the females bite? So it's really not the same flock of or mass of mosquitoes that are eating you." So, and then, oh, okay. So one species comes out in the morning, and it's only the females, and then one species will come out in the evening, and that's only the females. So you're only getting half of them biting on you. But I remember the mosquitoes just being really bad, and we put a lot of off on before
mm-hmm.
we go up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Still
that way? Hmm? Did you still have lots of mosquitoes up in the garden area?
Yeah. I think that mosquitoes don't ever go away.
Is it in the same plot that it's always been?
Say that again?
Same area?
Is it still in the same area? Yep, it's still in the exact same spot. Yep, still on that hillside. There's been some problems with erosion recently. And I don't know, do you remember any problems with erosion or water supplies?
Orchard, as you went further, I would guess, east from the plot,
mm-hmm.
there was like an abandoned orchard back there.
Yep.
And so we would take the kids sometimes, just walk them through there after we were done gardening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, is there still an old orchard or
abandoned orchard? Yep, there is. There is. Those trees are still there. Some of the gardeners, there's been some fruit trees planted around the gardens now, which is nice. They're not of bearing age yet, but it's nice to have a row of soon to be or someday apple trees around the gardens.
Very good.
Yeah. So, I don't know, what else do you remember most about the gardens or? Did you talk to a lot of people when you're out there gardening? What was that?
You know, it was really not a social period where people would talk per se.
Mm-hmm.
Most people would go in, work in their gardens, and then as you were leaving, you might chit chat just a bit
mm-hmm.
with somebody. But everybody really was in there to take care of their garden on the short time that they had.
Yeah.
Usually it was usually evenings, I think, is most of the time when people would be up there right before sundown.
Mm-hmm.
Is when you'd see the greatest group of people up there.
Yeah. Did you have a plot in the same location every year? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Judy might remember that, but if the plot was in the same place every year, I think you kind of rotated. I don't know. Judy thinks we were, but I'm not sure now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I also asked her, you said there weren't herbicides allowed. Did people use insecticides or fungicides or fertilizers? Do you know if there was an organic section of the gardens? Is that something that was talked about?
I don't remember that at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to think that we weren't organic
because
it doesn't stick in my mind.
Yeah.
I think, you know, most of us would have just gone down to the local nursery supply place in town. I know we bought dust one time to dust the plants for some kind of worms.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can't tell you.
Yeah. That's fine. Just don't expect people to remember nearly everything from the gardens. I think that's it. How did your planting, you said your planting style has changed, or what did you grow? And then how did your planting style change from when your furrows for irrigation to Midwest?
I think when we first came there, we planted lots of different things because not really. Wisconsin Extension had a vegetable gardening in Wisconsin. And then there was a famous paperback book about a fellow had written about Wisconsin vegetable gardening.
Mm.
And that was kind of the Bible for all of us, was the Extension publication on vegetable gardening. And then there was this book about vegetable gardening in Wisconsin that was kind of a paperback. And it's about the size of the Sunset Western Gardening book, that if you're familiar with that. And
mm-hmm.
he had, you know, hints in there and suggestions. And, again, we switched to more what we would consider cool season crops, broccoli,
mm-hmm.
peas, and got away from kind of a No, we didn't do peppers at all, chilies. It just wasn't worth the effort mm-hmm. for what we got. We didn't do sweet corn. That wasn't, for the space, it just didn't seem worthwhile for us to do. So we changed a bit over time.
Yeah.
And then that was the period where Asian cooking was becoming popular, so we tried, I know, bok choy, Napa cabbages, the Chinese vegetables, yeah. because we were just beginning to think about using Chinese vegetables. And then our irrigation did change. We just switched over to more planting on the flat and letting the rains come.
Yeah. Did you have the... You think there was a water system in place when you were there? Were there, like, water lines through the garden when you were there?
There were water lines, but not to the plots. We had stationary faucets that you mm-hmm. could attach a long, long hose to.
Okay.
Where most people would just get water in a watering can.
Okay.
And hike it back to the plot.
Okay. Yeah. So you still had to carry water, just not as far.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
And I think we must not allow pets, because I can never remember seeing a dog in the garden area ever.
That's surprising.
Yeah, I never saw pets, or maybe they weren't allowed in Eagle Heights. So that's it, because we can't have pets in Eagle Heights.
Mm-hmm.
There was no pets in the garden.
Mm-hmm. Or is it just students that were gardening, or do you remember non-students gardening as well?
Only students. Only the students that lived in Eagle Heights gardened. Mm-hmm. So it was 100% students at that time.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's another way it's changed. There's people from the community who aren't even affiliated with UW. Who garden there. Yep. Not a large percentage, but probably about a quarter. No, 15%, 20%.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's quite a bit. Yeah, it was 100% students.
Yeah. So, and then students who don't live at Eagle Heights. Like, I have a plot there, but I don't
live
in Eagle Heights. Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
Well, I'll turn you back over to Judy, see if she's thought of anything else, but good luck with your project.
Thank you very much, Paul.
And we'll hopefully see it in the On Wisconsin University magazine someday.
That's right. Okay. I hope so.
Hello again. Would it be helpful?
Very helpful. Thank you.
He has much better memory than I do.
You've been having a good memory. He said that you once tried to convince people to plant communally or as one big garden. What can you tell me about that, or do you remember what prompted you?
I really don't remember that.
Huh.
So I really can't say. And to me, the thing that we might have thought about doing it communally was because of crops such as corn. Like Paul
mm-hmm.
said, you could really grow them in your small section.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the problems with doing it communally is that everybody wanted to grow different things.
Yeah.
So that was the main thing that I can remember about that.
Mm-hmm. What do you remember about your time on the committee, and what prompted you to be on the garden committee?
I was thinking of that this morning, and I thought, I don't know how I got to Well, part of it was because I did not work. When Paul was a student there, we had both worked before we got there, and so
mm-hmm.
we had enough money saved that I didn't have to work. Our daughter was born just before we got to Wisconsin. She was about 4 or 5 months old when we got to Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
So she was young, and I wanted to take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a little bit more time, if you can say, on my hands than a lot of the spouses. If in the family, one tended to be the student and the other tended to be the spouse, and many times the spouse would be working to
mm-hmm.
help support the student, and I wasn't working. So I had more time for that. So I was pretty active in the Eagle Heights community.
Mm-hmm.
I was on that committee. I was when Emily got old enough to attend the preschool.
Mm-hmm.
I was on that board for a while, and then I also did the Eagle Heights phone book. one year. So okay. I had my fingers in a lot of things in the Eagle Heights community. Mm-hmm. And so because of my vegetable crop background, we loved to garden. I think that's what attracted me to the garden committee.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling Paul this morning, the only memory I really have, however, which is not a very good memory, is when I was stepping down, I was worried what would happen next. If there was going to be somebody who was in the position to be able to move it forward.
Mm.
So it makes me think that we have some issues coming up.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I would not have been worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I really cannot remember what the issues were, so that's not helpful at all.
Well, what interactions did you have with the university itself or housing? Was there any question about keeping the land for gardens or anything like that? I don't know that there was at that time.
I don't remember exactly. I can't even remember his name. There was a fellow who was in charge of housing at the time, mm-hmm. or that we interacted with, and mm-hmm. I remember interacting with him on all the various committees I sat on, mm-hmm. and he was very, very positive,
mm-hmm.
and he always tried to help us move forward and do things.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to me I have a very, very faint memory that there was an issue with the garden, and I think it was that we wanted to expand it, but yet that wasn't going well.
Mm.
I don't remember any other details about it.
Don't worry. No need to apologize at all.
Well, the last year we were there, like I said, we had our son in July,
mm-hmm.
and I'd had some health issues with him.
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm thinking back, I'm thinking I was just so engrossed in taking care of him that I think I've just blanked out the garden part
mm-hmm.
of it now. So,
yeah.
But I do remember before I had Will that taking Emily up to the garden and everything, and Paul said, you know, there's a lot of gardening going on in the evenings, but for the people who were home with their kids, we would also often take our kids up to the garden. During the day, like in the morning, especially in the summertime, there would be a lot of families up there, at least one of the spouses, up there with their kids in the gardens, and so
mm-hmm.
the kids got to enjoy the gardens as well.
Yeah. Did you feel, I don't know if you'll remember this, was it usually the wife who was in the garden and stayed home with the kids, or was it either way, or did you feel like there were gender differences in who usually took care of the garden then?
Well, especially since there were a lot of international families,
mm-hmm.
most of the time it was the woman who was there during the day with the kids,
mm-hmm.
etc. Now, in the evenings when you would go up, it would be both of them.
Yeah.
You would see both parents or the husband while the wife is cooking dinner or something like that. At that time, I don't know if it's still true, there was a large population of Korean students.
Oh, yeah.
And so, that was very traditional, that the wife was home with the kids and that the husband was a student.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would often see the Korean spouses in the gardens. Now, for those who served on the committee, I do not remember very many international students serving on the committee.
Mm.
It was usually the American students who served on the committee.
Yeah. Well, so what do you remember about, you don't really remember anything about the meetings or who else served on the committees or what? Did you meet once
or,
a month?
You know, what we even did.
What you even did.
You know, what was our role? What were we trying to accomplish?
Yeah.
I do believe that part of our role was to assign the garden plots
mm-hmm.
and just to oversee them and make sure everything was going on okay.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I really don't remember. It's been 20, almost 25 years.
I know.
And for a while I kept a lot of my notes and stuff, but I think one time I just decided, I don't need this anymore.
Mm.
Oh, Paul found the garden book, Jerry Minich, M-I-N-N-I-C-H.
Jerry Minich, okay.
I don't know if you still have that or not out there. But
I'll look for it.
The Wisconsin Garden Guide, that's what we all went by.
Huh.
And I think there were, we always had a couple of books available if anybody wanted to read them.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense. Do you remember any rules that were that governed the garden, or were there, once you assigned the plots, did you have to?
I don't remember. Sorry about that.
You don't have to apologize. There's nothing to apologize for. It's always just questions.
I know we had it for a couple of years, and we always got produce from it, but I can't remember any of the exact things about it. And I can, like I say, I have the visual of that last committee meeting, and I can tell you it's in one of those rooms there in the Eagle Heights Community Center. Mm-hmm. And I can even, see about about 8 or 10 people were there, but mm-hmm. anything more specific than that, I'm blanking on, sorry.
That's absolutely fine.
I hope you've gotten more information from other people you've talked to.
Oh, I'm getting a lot of information from you. All about, I'd love to be able to describe, and I don't think I can, what the gardens have been as a place for so many people and just how they, what it's meant to, just have a place to go and garden and be out of the apartment, something that's very tangible and real and making a place. And it's, so whenever I talk to anybody, there's different ways in which you guys have done that,
Right.
And it's nice. It's nice to think about.
And also, for the students at that time, having those free vegetables, free because you had to put a lot of effort into it,
mm-hmm.
I think that was really important.
Mm-hmm.
Because many of us were pretty successful in getting some decent food out of there.
Mm-hmm. Did you can or freeze, or did you save things for the winter, and what?
Oh, boy. Did we do any canning? Yes, we did do canning. I just thought of it as you said that. We grew cucumbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I got into pickling and making sweet cucumber relish. I had totally forgotten about that. Because I'm thinking, how did I do that with Emily so small?
Yeah.
I remember I had connected with Wisconsin. I took a sewing class at some extension thing. And there was this Wisconsin farmer's wife, or farmer herself, and she gave me this wonderful sweet relish recipe, and I still have it to this day.
Mm.
And I remember making jars of sweet pickled relish, and I know I did other things, but that's the one that really stands out in my mind.
Mm.
So yeah, I did do canning.
Sweet relish. It sounds delicious.
I don't like dill relish, I don't like dill pickle. So
yeah.
That's why.
Well, it sounds good. It sounds really tasty.
Yeah, it was. I haven't made it really in the last 20 years or so, but I think I might have made it at the beginning when we moved here, but
uh-huh.
I haven't made it in a long, long time.
Mm-hmm. Would you email me the recipe? Would that be something you'd be willing to do?
Sure.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I'll look for it. I'll email you the recipe. Old recipe from Eagle High Start.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe I'll begin a collection. I feel like I have one or two others, so that would be fun. Did you take any pictures when you were gardening there? Do you remember? Did you have a?
I haven't. I never thought about that.
Hmm.
Whether we took any pictures? Do you think we might have called? He doesn't think so, but. The pictures we took at the time were all on slides for some reason, and so I've got them in an old slide box, and I'll look and see if I can find anything from the garden. That's a good question.
And really, that would be great if you at least glanced through and saw. Somebody sent me some photos from the 60s, and that was fun to see.
Yeah. Boy, how could they remember that farmhouse?
I know. It is always amazing. Always incredible.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything you thought that I may ask you about that I didn't ask you about?
No. I think between our conversation and Paul's conversation, I think that's all we've really talked about between Paul and I. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I email you this recipe, if I think of anything else, I'll go ahead and jot that down in the email.
Oh, it'd be great. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Oh, Well, have a great time. Good luck with your research, and it's wonderful you're doing this.
Thank you. I'll also, since I have your email, I've been telling people I will share my final product with everybody that I've talked with. So I'll probably send you a PDF copy or something.
Okay.
Great.
Take care and good luck.
Thanks, Judy. Bye.
Bye-bye.